We have a special a part of the summit. The Association for Polar Early Career Scientists earlier this year held a writing contest in which they invited students from around the world to write essays about the Antarctic Treaty, its lessons, and what they thought was important for the future of the world we live in. These essays were evaluated by young scientists, young scholars, young professors from different countries, and three students were identified as winners of the APEX, the Association for Polar Early Career Scientists awards. It was a pleasure and privilege for the Antarctic Treaty Summit Board to interact with APEX and to invite those three winners to come to the Antarctic Treaty Summit to present their papers in a 5-minute presentation. The first of the presentations today will be made by a high school student from South Korea, from the Republic of Korea, Jae-hee Kim from Minjok High School. Jae-hee wrote a beautiful essay. It was remarkable in the competition with other young scholars, ranging up to junior professors, that a high school student was able to think and craft such a wonderful, wonderful essay. So it is with great pleasure that I invite Jae-hee to present her paper. Jae-hee.
Hi. My name is Jae-hee Kim, and I'm from Seoul, South Korea. It took 14 hours to get here. And I am a junior in high school. Today, this junior in high school is here to present you the question. The question is, what is the largest challenge the Antarctic Treaty system will face in the next 50 years? And how can scientists and policymakers work together to start overcoming that challenge? That's the question I'm asking you today. Our world's polar regions face grave threats. 20 years ago, the Exxon Valdez poured 24 million gallons of crude oil into Prince William Sound in Alaska. While much of the area has recovered, a testament to the restorative powers of nature, declining populations of harbor seals, ducks, and herring remind us of how fragile these ecosystems can be. And a broader consensus on the negative effects of global warming has drawn attention to the plight of the polar bear and shrinking sea ice. In both cases, it is clear that human activity, emissions of greenhouse gases, and especially commercial interests such as oil and gas explorations are the main culprits in threatening these ecosystems. Lesser known to the broader public are the challenges that the Antarctic region is facing right now. Isolated and with little human population, Antarctica exemplifies the adage that out of sight is out of mind. Its harsh weather and geography makes it nearly inhabitable for humans, and its seemingly lack of resources has thus far limited commercial exploitation. In fact, a main focus of the Antarctic Treaty is that the Antarctic should be used for scientific and peaceful purposes. The danger during the Cold War, when the treaty was enacted, was that the area would be exploited for military purposes or nuclear testing. While the Cold War has ended, the Antarctic Treaty system remains, seemingly providing ample protection for the area. However, this is likely to change in the next 50 years as researchers and companies realize the potential commercial value of this last frontier. Biotechnology and pharmaceutical companies, in addition to public and private institutions, are becoming more interested in bioprospecting extremophiles, organisms that can survive the extreme conditions of the Antarctic. A discovery could lead to development of new drugs or synthetic chemicals. The commercial potential is enormous, and while any discovery could benefit mankind as a whole, it is important to protect the fragile ecosystem with regulations and oversight. According to the Convention on Biological Diversity, an international treaty, each country is responsible for preserving its biological diversity and utilizing its biological resources through sustainable development. However, Antarctica is a unique case, for the Antarctic Treaty denies any claim to territorial sovereignty in Antarctica. All of mankind, therefore, has the responsibility to preserve and utilize the biological diversity of the Antarctic. Research shows that many products, anti-freezer proteins, anti-cancer drugs, and enzymes that are sourced from Antarctic genetic resources are already being marketed by a number of companies. Therefore, there is a gap between the Antarctic Treaty influence and activities which can harm the ecosystem. In addition, there is an ambiguity of research zones and rights. The Antarctic Treaty should establish an efficient solution which can fill up the gap and protect fragile Antarctica from unrecoverable damage. The fact that biological prospecting deals with microorganisms and genetic resources, which can be collected in small amounts in Antarctica and mass cultivated in other places, creates enormous legal and policy challenges. While biological prospecting may cause less destruction to the environment than perhaps oil drilling, it can produce additional legal conflicts in regards to benefit sharing, patent, and intellectual property. Thus, scientists and policymakers should be prepared to address legal and intellectual property issues. About 28 countries have undertaken research with actual or potential commercial applications in the Antarctic environment, and more than 100 companies and organizations involved in commercially oriented research of Antarctic genetic resources. Therefore, it seems that the tentatively named Antarctic Science and Research Organization for Biological Prospecting, ASROBP, should be immediately established to keep any patent and ownership regarding Antarctic extremophiles under the international community as a whole. Any country should not be allowed to undertake research individually, for the bioprospecting should be an international effort. Also, the ASROBP can establish a company or an organization that manages the profit earned from any commercialized products using the knowledge from ASROBP. All profit can be used for Antarctica and for the interest of the international community. This united scientific and commercial organization will keep not only the commitments of the Antarctic Treaty honored, but also manage the sustainable development of Antarctica. Scientists can exchange information and data more efficiently, avoid duplicating research, which can be a burden to Antarctica's fragile environment, and the whole international community can benefit from products of Antarctic extremophiles. Everyone on Earth has ownership in Antarctica. Thus, as an international community, it is our responsibility to manage and protect, as well as reasonably benefit from this amazing ecosystem and resource. Thank you.
You provide hope and optimism in your words, and it is with great pleasure that I present to you the medal from the International
Thank
Board.
You.
Thank you very much, Jay.